This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you all doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Night number 23, subhanAllah. And a very strong likelihood that tonight could be this very special night, the night of Laylatul Qadr. And always ask yourself, if this was night of Laylatul Qadr, have I done enough? Have I asked enough? Have I, given enough ibadah? What if this were the last Laylatul Qadr that we would have? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to achieve the full blessings of this evening. Ameen, ameen. We continue with, and this is the last lesson insha'Allah, of Surah Yusuf, the last 10 verses of the surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, the surah begins with an introduction to the miracles of the Quran, and that this is a reminder and a guidance. And then he told us a very long story about Nabi Yusuf, and now it concludes again. And it's important for us to understand when the surah was revealed. At the beginning, we said the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was basically in his well. Like Nabi Yusuf was in the well, he was at the lowest point in his life. His people had rejected him. His people were not believing in him. He felt so down, so rejected and empty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this surah as a reminder to look at how other anbiya went through hardship, but they came out on the other side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks, and after the story of Yusuf, when Nabi Yusuf concludes and he says, "Oh Allah, let me live as a Muslim and die. Let me die as a Muslim and amongst the وَأَلْحِكَنِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ and let me be amongst the righteous people." That was the end of the last ayah. And now Allah continues, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِي إِلَيْكَ, that this is of the hidden knowledge that we reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's amazing that the Prophet, peace be upon him, if you just think about it, that he lived in a society where very few people could read or write. And no book had reached the city. No person had ever even heard of Yusuf alayhi salam. There were no Christians or Jews living in Makkah. And this surah is such a detailed surah. Remember, the surah came down in one go. Was the day before it wasn't there. And the next day, this entire surah in detail that we've been discussing this past month. So Allah says, this is spontaneous revelation I give you of the hidden knowledge. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ, and you were not there. The details you speak about, as we said, even Ya'qub alayhi salam didn't know about his sons throwing Nabi Yusuf in the well. Yet Allah is explaining the details. No one was there to see what happened between the lady and Nabi Yusuf. No one was there when the ladies got together. Allah says, I'm telling you about a detailed plot that only a few people witnessed, and yet you know these details now. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ خَرَسْتُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, and Allah is now telling to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and unfortunately, most of the people, although you are striving very hard, you're trying very hard, many of them do not believe. It's also telling the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it's not your fault. You can just give the message. You can just try, and it's for them to follow or for them to reject. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, and you are not asking them for any money. You're not looking for any enrichment through this. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that this is only a reminder and only a guidance for the alamin. It's free knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm giving you free guidance. For lil'alameen, meaning not just for the Muslims. This is for anyone that reads the story, who knows the story. And as we said, it's a biblical story. It's in the story of the Yahud and the Nasara. That there's so many things in there of so much benefit to anyone who opens the story of Nabi Yusuf. وَكَأَيْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِدُونَ, and Allah says, so how many signs daily do you walk past in the heavens and the earth? Each day, every time. This surah is a sign. And how many signs, Allah says, I'm calling insan constantly, giving them signs, giving them reminders. They pass by it, وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِدُونَ, yet they turn away, yet we are unmindful of it. SubhanAllah, we know that every ayah, in fact, a sign, an ayah, the word ayah doesn't mean verse, it means sign. That every verse of the Quran is something to reflect on, is to remind us. So Allah has called us now this entire month. We've heard the whole Quran, we've recited the whole Quran, many of us, we are completing our khatams, alhamdulillah. Allah says, how many of these signs will we take heed of? وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, Allah says, unfortunately, most of them, they only believe in Allah and they commit shirk with Him. And most of them, they believe not in Allah except that they commit shirk with Him. I said a very important point here, that the mushrikeen is not the one that disobeys, that disbelieves in Allah. He believes in Allah, but in his times of difficulty, he calls out to Jesus, to the idols, to the kramats. I believe in the Creator, but in times of hardship, in times of gratification, in times of forgiveness, I turn to someone other than Allah. There's a beautiful story. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he hears a man making a dua, Ya Allah, let me be of the few, let me to be of the few, let me be of the few. He says, what kind of dua is this? Make me of the qaleel. So he says to Sayyidina Umar, look in the Quran, whenever Allah speaks about the majority, it's أَكْثَرَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. The majority many times are on the wrong. The majority, Allah says, most of the times, the majority are the ones that are neglectful. Whereas Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ إِبَادِهِ يَشْكُرُونَ. That a few, that only a select group of His worshippers are sincere. A select of them are grateful. A select few of them are reflective. And subhanAllah, you and I are the few. That few selected group, how many are out there? Not in the masajid. How many will go through this nights of Laylatul Qadr, not making one act of ibadah for Allah? Yet Allah has favored the few to be mindful, to come in and worship Allah. It's a great blessing that we are here, walhamdulillah. So Allah says, فَآمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. So Allah says, how many signs do we just walk past? How many reminders will we reject? Until, Allah says, do they feel secure that they will not come to them an overwhelming punishment of Allah, or that the hour will come all of a sudden, meaning death can come all of a sudden, and while they are not yet, and they do not perceive, they're not ready. So are we ready, subhanAllah? If the inevitable comes, we all know, subhanAllah, we're going to die. Are we ready to meet Allah? And if we're not ready, subhanAllah, Allah has given us this few days, this night, one night in pure ibadah, pure sincerity, with Laylatul Qadr, a lifetime of sin can be forgiven. 80 years, 90 years of sin can be given, forgiven, just whoever stands these nights in ibadah. قل هذه, so Allah now says, قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. So now Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, don't beat yourself up. Your job is just to relay the message and say, this is my way. This way, the way of the Anbiya, the way of Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ya'qub and Yusuf alayhi salam, this is my way as well. I invite you only to Allah ala basira, with clear knowledge, with clear insight, that this is a deen, not of just belief, but it is with evidence. It is a belief of basira, clear guidance for those who follow. Who follow the Prophet ﷺ. And so subhanAllah, we are not of those, I'm not of those who commit shirk with Allah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So Allah now again, remember the Prophet ﷺ is being rejected. He is completely rejected by his people. So Allah says to him, and this is not new, this what you're experiencing is not, you're not the first one to go through this. And we sent not before you, except men to whom we revealed from amongst the people of the cities. We sent revelation to people amongst their communities. So then travel through the earth and look what was the result of those before them. Look at what happened to those who rejected. And the home, and ultimately if they reject you, then the home of the year after is best for you who fear Allah. And then will you not reason, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, that really this life, Allah says, whatever rejection, hardship you're going through, it's just ups and downs, and the akhirah, the end is for you. The end is for you. It's a promise of success. This is a promise that at the end of the day, الْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that at the end of the day, the good guys will win. Those who are on ibadah with Allah, they're going to win. Then Allah says, "Hatta idha istay'asa ar-rusulu wa dhannu annahum qad kudhibu ja'ahum nasruna fanujjiya min man nasha' wa la yuraddu ba'suna 'ala al-qawmi al-mujrimin." So Allah says they continued being rejected, and they continued pushing up, you know, rejecting the Anbiya, until when the messengers despaired, and they were certain that they had been denied, they came to them our nasr, our victory. Also it means our punishment here. And whoever we willed, we saved. And our punishment cannot be repelled from the people who were criminals. So Allah is now telling the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have an ultimatum. That when Allah never punishes a city, Allah never sends destruction upon a people until the Nabi of that people says, Ya Allah, I've given up on these people. When the prophet of those people gives up, then Allah sends the punishment. For example, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, on the day of Qiyamah, these people were the first people to be destroyed. And on the day of Qiyamah, when people ask him, Ya Nuh, you were the first messenger of Allah, the first of the Rusul, will you please ask Allah for forgiveness? He will feel very sad and he will say, I was given a special dua, any dua I could make, and I used it against my people. I made dua for them to be destroyed. And people were the first, and then the sunnah continued. So Allah says, only when the messengers themselves, if you give up on them, then I can send my punishment. And of course, we know the Nabi, he has a choice now. Do I punish them? Do I ask Allah to these people that mock me, that almost killed me, that are harming me, that killed so many of my Sahaba, I can either make dua against them, and Allah says, I will send my punishment, and I'll save some, those who are selected, or if you persevere, what would you choose? And he chooses the path of Nabi Yusuf. He will persevere. He will take the hardship until the end and rather forgive. So we know that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in 10 years' time, as he said, you will come back and you will forgive these people. So Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصْهِمْ إِبْرَةٍ. That verily, in their story, in their life, is an ibrah, is a learning, لِأُولِ الْأَلْبَابِ. For those who understand that if you now study the surah in depth, and Allah says, go back now, and study it in depth, and look at the number of lessons, and subhanAllah, tomorrow inshallah we'll do a quick summary today, tomorrow and the day after about the whole surah, before we start something new. And I hope some, those of you who listen to the lecture, you can take at least one lesson that is applicable to your life. Allah says, in the surah, is a lesson for anybody, who just thinks a little about it. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِن تَصْدِيكَ الَّذِينَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلًا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, this Quran was never a revelation invented. This is not an invention that was fabricated, but it is a confirmation of what was before it, and a detail, and it further explains things in detail that the Ahlul Kitab did not know. And it is a guidance and a mercy for a people who believe. The people with Iman, if they read this, they will find in it guidance. SubhanAllah, as we said, this surah, if you compare, there is a long story about Joseph in the Bible. In fact, it's longer than the Quranic story. But inside there, you would find the details that we know are incorrect. So some, there are those that say the Prophet ﷺ copied the stories of the biblical stories. But many of the details that are left out were the details that are proven to be incorrect, inconsistent. Yet only the correct things are found in there. And a person who never read and never experienced Nabi Yusuf. So Allah says that this is a clear evidence for those people who have knowledge and understand. If you compare the two, it's complete. There is knowledge. But of course, ultimately, this is meant to guide you and me to implement in our life, to be better people, to be better fathers, sons, brothers to one another, how we fight temptation. All these lessons will come out. We'll summarize some of them tomorrow. I hope inshallah some of you, I'm going to put you on the spot. What lessons have you learned? If you learn nothing, then subhanAllah is a mushkila, and we have to start from the beginning. So inshallah we'll go through a few of that, and then we'll start a new section inshallah over the weekend. We asked yesterday's question, who is the moon in the dream? And the answer is not Binyamin. The answer is not. So we said that Nabi Yusuf had a dream. It began with him dreaming. He said, I saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars making sujood. Now the 11 stars, very clearly you should know, his 11 brothers. That you should know. So Binyamin is one of the 11 brothers, right? So that's definitely not Binyamin. It couldn't be Nabi Yusuf because they made sujood to Nabi Yusuf. So the sun and the moon. And there are two opinions. In fact, if you said Nabi Yaqub is the son, or the mother is the son, Allah, you know, there's the, both ways can work. There's tafsir in both. But most likely, Nabi Yaqub is the son, right? Nabi Yaqub, the father is the son, S-U-N, and the mother is the moon. Or his auntie that married his father, she was the moon. So Allah, as Nabi Yusuf, he raised his parents up on the throne, and his brothers are the stars. So this is the tafsir. And that's why Nabi Yusuf says, this is the dream I had right at the beginning. Allah has made it come true. It took 40 years later, but now I see this dream coming true. So the answer is D. The answer is D. Last question, and I hope you're paying attention. How many verses are in Surah Yusuf? How many verses are in Surah Yusuf? How many verses? 110, 111, 12, 13. Easy. You can't take the Mus'haf. You can't take the Mus'haf. We just passed by. So inshallah, it's quite easy. So how many verses? That's the last question. And then we'll do a quick summary tomorrow. Just a reminder for those who would like to contribute to the Maharajan, 3,000 Rand for a pot of food for 200 plus people to eat from it. What a great charity to give on the day of Eid. For those who haven't yet paid your fitrah, you must pay your fitrah. This is for everybody in your family. That you, someone asked me, I must pay for my dependents. What about myself? Yes, yourself and your dependents goes without saying. So anyone in your whole, you and your whole household, even those who are not yet mukallaf, inshallah, 40 Rand per person. And then fidya only for the person that cannot fast and never can fast. If you missed a day, you don't pay fidya, you just make the day up if you're able to fast. But if you can never fast, then you feed one person for every day, and that's 10 Rand. And Buddha Talib is collecting there, and we will distribute. Last point on this. People said, can I just give the fitrah and fidya to someone? You cannot give cash. You cannot give cash to the poor person. The poor person, the person who receives the fitrah fidya, must receive food. So yes, you can give on your own, but then you must buy rice or bread, and you must distribute kind. So alhamdulillah, the masjid does this for you. We go and source the thing and find the people who are eligible. Not anyone can get fitrah also. So there's a big khidmah. So give us some time. This has to be distributed before Eid. So please pay your fitrah, your fidya now, so it can be done, inshaAllah. Salatul layl at 9:30. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi salam wa salim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.